Well done for finding the ice house, which is concealed in a thicket of trees and shrubs on the border of the school site and the Portsmouth Road entrance. As you can see, it is in a derelict state and the fence protects you from the edge. Many grand houses in the 18th century had an ice house and ice pond in their grounds, and Claremont was no exception. We can trace the ice house on Claremont's ground as early as 1725, where it appears on the plan of the Claremont estate. The site was chosen because of its northerly aspect, which was essential to protect it from the sun, as an ice house is the earliest form of refrigeration and ensured that food could be preserved over to the warmer summer months. You can probably imagine the servants at the time having to move the ice box between the ice house and Claremont House to use the ice in cooling drinks and for making cold confections in the kitchen.